Please take the space you feel well in and arrive at yourself. Let your center react and then slowly turn the hands. Stream downwards. And feel how good this does. And that it's an uplifting experience. Let go. Breathe, return to your center. Relax. And then repeat once again. Wait until your middle reacts. Lead your sensation downwards through the body, through the legs, through the soles of your feet. And just by mere perception, notice what it does to your uprightness, to the feeling in your chest, and even to your eyes. And breathe, relax, and do one step backwards or forward. The SM, in a way, is not a specific exercise for the heart. S and M, in a way, means massage, doing well to something. So, and you can actually apply it to every organ or to all muscles. So if you have a pain somewhere, you can try in a way in your fantasy to give it a massage with S and M. And when you do this, your organ feels perceived and it feels nourished, yeah, by this contact you give it. Because your inner being is the healer. And when we want to apply it to the heart, then we want to arrive there. But let's do the S first, just by itself, that you just stretch out one arm. Oh no, let's do it differently. I apologize. When we want to ask ourselves, why did we use it for the heart? And we want to enter the musicality of the S and the M. So just stand. Make a step with your left arm, foot forward, and put the right foot a little bit next to it. Feel your collarbones. And then feel from your collarbones, walk through the arm. Walk through the upper arm, the lower arm, the wrist, the hands, the fingers, the fingertips, and go through the fingertips up there. Very gentle. And then let the arm come down in a soft S movement, just recollecting what it has just been doing. And the S just arrives at yourself when you're down there. Close your leg and let's repeat it with the left arm. And what we try is that walking through the arm member by member, it's a sort of a musical quality, like if you play a piano tone after tone, each member tones differently. Do a step with your left foot forward and again to the right with the right foot. Feel your clavicles and then go into the upper, from there into the upper arm. How does it sound? The lower arm, what does it feel like? The wrists, the hands, the fingers, how do they sound? The fingertips go beyond the fingertips. And now start an S movement, which way ever. And this S somehow tries to recollect what the arm has heard when you go down. And slowly come to your body. And pause and close the legs. And we go back, and now we do only this a few times. And then we sit down and listen to what we feel, because the question was, what does it do to the heart? And with this question, well, an open question, but what do we experience? But we have in mind, what quality comes to us after we have been doing this a few times? And I explain it again and again. Left foot forward, right foot a little bit apart. And now, sense your clavicles. From there, walk to your right upper arm. Try to sense the lower arm, to experience sort of quality in there. To your wrists, while the arm is rising, the hands, the fingers, each time try to notice a different sort of experience, fingertips, and then further out. And then just start the movement with S. I start to the outside today. And I try to recollect the experiences I had when going through the arms, from the clavicles to the fingers, and then arrive at my body. I close my feet. We do the same again with the left, forward with the left foot to the right. This stays always the same. Feel your clavicles. From the clavicles, try to walk through the upper arm, very slowly through the lower arm. Wake up in your wrists. Feel the hands, the fingers, the fingertips, and further out. And then just change into a sort of different kind of listening, like recollecting what was there. When you do the S in half curve like this, and another half curve like this, and arrive at yourself. Relax. I go backwards again because I don't have more space. You can decide what you want to do. And we do it one more time, and then we sit down and just listen. What kind of quality do we experience after this seemingly so simple movement? Left forward, step to the right, clavicles, right arm, right upper arm, what kind of music is in there? Lower arm, what does it feel like? Wrists, hands, fingers, fingertips, further out. And then I change. I sense this curve, and in this curve I recollect. Step by step, but not determining it with my head. Like a summary, what was there? And I arrive at myself, sensing my uprightness. And the last time, we close the feet, left leg forward, right to the side, clavicles in the left arm, from the clavicles in the upper arm. What does it feel like there? Lower arm, we let it become light. We let the torsos become light. We sense them. The hands, the five fingers, the fingertips and further out. And then change into this S. And now it's different. Just listening. And S, which way do your arms go? And arrive. And now sit down and just listen. How is it doing in your body? What would it do to a heart? Or how does your heart sphere? Take it. But remember, your heart is big. It's not just a small thing within your chest. How do your arms feel now? How do your legs feel? Ask them if they participated in what you did. What kind of atmosphere did we create through the S? May I invite you to continue? Great. When we do the M, then just take your hands, both of your hands in front of your chest, and just move them slowly forward, as if you would push something. And then turn your hands and slowly bring them in, returning to the chest. And when we move forward, we notice the shoulders look also towards the space behind. And when we bring the arms in, we notice that the shoulders meet. And now try that when the arms move forward, that you walk along with this movement. And when the arms come back to the shoulders, that this movement brings you back. And then let go for a moment. And what we now try is to create a relationship between this a middle realm where the arms are represents of and our lower system where the legs are represents from or part of it, and that the legs just feel invited to walk through the M and the arms. So we create the M and we listen to the legs if they want to follow, and then we allow them to follow. Let's try it again. We start here. We move forward. And very carefully the legs follow. We let go, turn the hands. They come back, we receive them. And very carefully the legs follow. So actually we do not push, we only make M up there. And this makes the legs walk. And we do M, M, and this invites the legs to walk. Arrive in your heart and let go. Breathe. Yeah? I do sometimes exercises, we really push our energy system, yeah? But now we really try to bring this very attentive quality of the M, make it alive up here, and the legs just follow because they like what's going on. Okay, one last time like this. We go forward and the legs follow. And we go backwards and do it as tender as possible, not putting any pressure on yourself. The M creates a space in which the legs like to move. And backwards. Arrive and let your center react. It was so great what you tried to do. It's just trying. And what we try most of all is not to put any pressure on us. And now you have already noticed today I do everything what Theodore last time says you shouldn't do. I started the S to the outside and I started with the M towards the front. And you can show me videos where Theodore told don't do that. So best example, don't do what Theodore says. Find your own way of doing things. But now we can try to do where you stand. Start with the M inwards, and there actually the secret of the M starts, creating opposite connections, but opposite. So while we move inwards with the M, can we motivate our legs to walk forward? Just an experiment. Stream towards yourself, and does this also invite your legs to walk forward? Breathe, turn your hands, take yourself time. Push very carefully your hands forwards. And does this motivate your legs to go backwards? And arrive at your heart, let go. So what one could do is, I just put a little bit of effort as if I would clink on something, and then I just pull myself in there. But now we do not do this direct transfer of forces, but really try to create an M and the legs just react to it. So we try it one time forward, backward. The hands are in front. I turn this way now. And stream inward and just listen to your legs. In, arrive, stream backwards, listen to the M. Last time, in and backwards, in. And let go. And again, sit down for a moment and listen to the resonance of this, experimenting a tiny little bit with this interrelationship. What is it? How is it now when you compare it? How it was before with the S? And when you listen from your heart downwards into your body, how do you experience your arms and limbs now? And how your body? And how does it change? And everybody of us experiences different things. But how is it, what kind of quality comes into existence? Great. Let's go on. In a way, we are again dealing with the heart. And maybe you noticed that we are not putting pressure. We asked our body to walk, but we did it in a way that it created space. And what the heart needs is space it can fill, that it can bring its spirit in.